This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. 4:30 on a Thursday, all football season. Man, we got to talk to our guy, Dan Pizzuta, from the 33rd team. And, well, the offseason, Dan put out his top 100 free agent list. And so we're like, let's just keep this appointment because we definitely need to talk to you about that. So with that, we welcome back to the show our good friend, Dan Pizzuta, from the 33rd team. Dan, how we doing?
Doing well. The off season, but it is absolutely not because nothing stops. So
no,
we're doing well.
Especially like this year was extra weird, I feel like, for me slash us in the DC market, because we are used to having a little bit of time to decompress. There was no decompression time. Like you lost, you're sad about it. The Super Bowl happened, and now we're 2 weeks from the combine, and that is, look, they need to either win the Super Bowl or just, I need more time. We can't do the NFC Championship game, I've decided, might be the worst time to lose, Dan, for me personally, which is clearly what matters here.
Yeah, I feel that. And definitely getting off the Super Bowl and going, you know what, I'm finally going to have some time to sleep. And then realizing that the combine is in 2 weeks and that is not going to happen at all. So we're like about a month away from actually, you know, getting some normal resting time during the week.
Yeah, then free agency is going to be chaotic, and that returns us to your top 100 list. Before we get there, we were just talking about Zach Ertz, who I'm sure is on your list somewhere in the tight end class. And we had a conversation on the show yesterday where I definitely undervalued Ertz in terms of the money. I didn't realize just how much the tight end market had jumped the last couple of years, where Ertz, if you look at the current market, you know, I was like, I don't know, he made $3 million last year, but he's coming off a year where he basically didn't play. And it was like, I don't know, $6-7 million somewhere in there. And you go look at the market and it's like, no, this dude's probably a $9 or $10 million player. What do you make of the current tight end market? The fact that that position is getting paid like it should, because tight ends are such weapons in the NFL, especially when deployed properly, and how Zach fits into that market specifically this year and specifically for Washington.
Yeah, so I actually wrote about the tight end market leading up to the Super Bowl last year, and I am still of the opinion that the tight end market, while it's, you know, getting higher and these guys are getting paid more, it's still a very undervalued position, especially when you are looking at the guys who can catch the ball, at a high rate. You still look at like Travis Kelce right now, what his like average annual deal is, like getting paid $17 million. That's a low end wide receiver too right now. And when you are looking at, you know, the peaks of these types of guys, they are outperforming, you know, what that is going to, you know, be on the cap and how much you would have to pay for a wide receiver to have that same type of receiving ability. So I think there is still an undervalued aspect of even paying top of the market tight ends. So Ertz is definitely going to be interesting because, one, this is not a great tight end class in free agency, but it is, at least from, you know, what I've seen, I haven't completely, you know, gotten into the draft class yet, but it does appear to be a very solid class of tight ends coming into the league. So considering that there is not a lot of tight ends in this free agency class, I think I have Zach Ertz as the, you know, number two tight end behind, you know, Juwan Johnson, just because Johnson is a little younger, but they're still, you know, pretty far down where that top 100 is. So I think Ertz, if you do believe, especially for a team like Washington, do believe he's going to have that type of value, especially in the middle of the field, even if you're paying him, you know, 9-10, which is around the top of the tight end market, that's still way below what you would be paying a wide receiver to have that same type of, you know, impact in the passing game.
Dan Pizzuta, 33rd team with us here on the Hoffman Show. So interestingly enough, you've got Zach on your list at 63 overall as the second best tight end. And two spots later, you have Diami Brown. And just for reference here, what do you think that Diami, I don't know how much you've done, so I'm putting you in a bad spot here. I apologize, and we can find another way to ask some similar question. But like, what is Diami Brown worth on the open market in terms of dollars? And then we can compare that to the, let's say, $10 million that it might cost to keep Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what Diami is probably going to come in at, you know, I have not sure exactly, but when you look at, you know, Alan Lazard, like 2 years ago, was getting $11 million per year, right? Darnell Mooney just got 13 last offseason. So you're probably putting Brown maybe around there. You're still putting that in a, you know, maybe like 9 to 13 range for a receiver of his caliber, especially someone who, you know, if he gets a little more playing time, has the ability to stretch the field on the outside. That is something that so many teams really need to be looking for. And I think that is going to be a value to a lot of teams on the open market. So you're probably looking at those guys, especially since Brown is a bit younger, going to be in around the same value in terms of the average, you know, cap hit or at least the average salary. So you are probably paying about the same. You know, Ertz is going to be a lot older, but when you have a team like, you know, Washington, you are focusing a little more on, you know, needing some of that production in the middle of the field. So that's where, you know, you kind of have Ertz coming in as a potential value there when you are kind of potentially paying the same amount for those two players.
Yeah, for sure. And not to mention what Zach brought off the field, the comfort that he has with Jaden. And I think they'd love to bring Diami back, but if at $13 million a year, like that's you got to play him a lot at that. And I don't know that that's the role that he actually is best in. Okay. What is, you look at the contour of this free agency class, like what are the positions that are really strong to you? And then what positions is there going to be a dogfight? Cause there's just not a lot of guys that are available.
Yeah, where the strongest pieces right now, if you are looking to, you know, build a defense up the spine, the interior defensive line is pretty strong. You got two really good guys up top there in Osa Digizua and Milton Williams. Linebacker is very deep, and safety, I think, is pretty deep, where at all three of those positions, you have some really good guys at the top. But if you're missing out at that top tier, you're still getting some pretty good players as you get further down. You know, edge, as we talked about, I think last week or whenever we were talking about Myles Garrett, I don't even remember when that trade request happened. Everything, you know, kind of blends together. Edge is going to be that position where I think a lot of people are going to try to be looking at the top, you know, look for that Josh Sweat. And if you miss out, it gets pretty shallow pretty quickly. And I think it's going to be kind of the same thing at wide receiver. I think every team wants to bring in T. Higgins. You have, you know, Chris Godwin, who's going to come off an injury right below that. And then you have, you know, Stephon Diggs and Amari Cooper. You're looking at some of these kind of older guys who produced, you're still kind of hoping they have a little bit left in them. But after T. Higgins, it's a pretty, you know, solid drop off between like what you can guarantee you're going to get. But that is going to be a place where I think teams definitely want to go out and get that top guy and might be kind of fighting. And I think T. Higgins, if he hits the market, doesn't stay in Cincinnati, is going to be getting a lot of money because of that.
Where, like, how do you try to value Chris Godwin? And spoiler alert for folks, Dan values him a lot because he's got him third overall on this list. A guy that has always been the number two to Mike Evans by nature of Mike being the incumbent, like, future Hall of Famer, but really was the driving point of that Tampa offense earlier this season until he has that really nasty injury. So between the injury and, like, kind of not knowing where that is, what kind of dollars do you think Godwin gets? And do you think that Tampa would be willing to pay that to even let him onto the market in the first place?
Yeah, I think Tampa is going to be tough just because of, you know, who they do have currently paid and some of the just, you know, cap constrictions that they have a little bit with, you know, that Baker Mayfield deal. They can, you know, restructure that a little bit, but the way they did that 3-year deal, his cap is going to jump from like $9 million that it was in 2024 to about, you know, 39, I think, in 2025. So you have that big leap on that 3-year deal. You still have Mike Evans under contract. So there are a lot of things that are going. I think, you know, Godwin's going to be, you know, in that, you know, low tier, and especially with how big the wide receiver market has jumped over the past couple of years, where you're looking at guys in that range easily over, you know, $20 million. You're looking at a Jalen Waddle who's averaging, you know, 28.25, Tyreek Hill at, you know, over 30 years old is getting 30. So he's going to be at least, you know, somewhere in that, you know, 25 to, you know, 30 million dollar deal average per year range, and maybe even more a little bit because he is on the open market and there are going to be multiple teams going for him. And I think what kind of we've seen with these deals that have been at the top of the market now, pretty much all of them are extensions. So we haven't really seen a top-tier free agent hit that. Like, Calvin Ridley was the highest, and he got 23. And Chris Godwin right now, coming off the injury, is a better receiver than Chris Godwin, yeah, coming off the injury, is a better receiver than Calvin Ridley was at this point last year when he signed, you know, 4 years, $92 million. So Godwin's going to definitely surpass that, especially with it a year later and the cap still going up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dan Pizzuto, 33rd team. His top 100 is out now at the 33rdteam.com. So last year, it was very clear there were certain guys that Washington was targeting, and they had a laser focus on, obviously, Bobby and Zach was even a pre-free agency signing. So they had those two vets. But guys like Frankie Louvu, where they're like, this is the kind of player that we want. When you think of what currently makes a Washington Commander and you kind of go down your list, was there anybody that as you're making and stacking that 100 that you're like, that guy is a great fit in Washington?
I think we kind of talked about it a little bit last week or 2 weeks ago, where I think Ernest Jones is a really fun fit as a potential Bobby Wagner replacement at linebacker. And I think adding his ability to play the run in coverage, and you put a guy next to Frankie Louvu who makes the job of that guy playing next to him a lot easier too, because of just how aggressive he is playing downhill and just kind of with the range all over the place. I think that would be a very fun fit for this defense in free agency. Other than that, it's kind of tough to see because a lot of, you know, the other places, like, you know, there's a bunch of safeties that I kind of, you know, thought could help, like a Talanoa Hufanga, I think could be a very fun fit playing that kind of box safety type of role. But they have a lot of versatility to play there, too. So I think, like, there are players like that who I think would kind of seamlessly fit into what Washington's doing on defense. And that's kind of where you think about some of these guys coming into Washington fitting this defense, just because, you know, they had so many one-year deals there. So you do also have to plug some of those holes. So I think if you get, like, one of those top-tier linebackers or safeties, that could go a long way in helping out this Washington defense.
Real quick on that front, Jeremy Chinn, you have down, I think it's 75th. I've been scrolling up and down your article, so we're just going to, somewhere in that's, I think maybe it was 73. But you have him in that range. Where, like, how deep in the safety class is he, and do you think that Washington can get him, I don't want to say cheap, but, like, if they sign him on a multi-year deal, how much are they saving on a guy like Chinn versus going after the higher end in Tufanga?
Yeah, there's probably going to be a bit of a difference there. I have Jeremy Chinn right now as, you know, safety 8, it looks like. But again, with safety, it is such a deep class where I think you're not going to go wrong with a lot of places. Like, I have Justin Reed right now at safety 5. And he's really good and still really young as he's going into his, you know, third contract coming over from Houston, going to Kansas City on a pretty, you know, decent deal. And then he's going to be hitting free agency again. And I think he's still only, you know, 28 or 29. So you have a lot of guys that I think in some ways will suppress the market a little bit, because we still haven't seen that safety explosion that I still think kind of should be coming, in the same way that, you know, tight end happened. You know, I think we've gotten some of the top of the market with, like, an Antoine Winfield Jr. when he got paid and Derwin James. But other than that, we haven't completely seen this market really hit. So I think anywhere you go with safety, even if you are sitting at the top of the market, I still think you're getting a relative deal based on how much of an impact they have in the modern way defenses are played to, especially in, you know, a Dan Quinn defense that's going to be very nickel heavy. But sometimes we'll use that, you know, third safety to come down, play in the box a little bit. You want versatility there. So I think wherever you go on this, you know, safety market, even if you're paying top of the market at the position, I think you're going to be getting a pretty good deal based on what they are going to bring to the defense.
So one of the guys that I've got circled for Washington to keep an eye on, and I know this might sound absurd at first, is Osa Odighizuwa because of the Dan Quinn connection. But I think they'll ultimately move on from John Allen because it just makes too much sense contractually to not. And they drafted Jerzon Newton knowing that he's a probable eventual replacement for John or Duran. The way the contracts work, John is up first, and I could definitely see them with the production. He actually played well when he came back from the injury, but the way he played before and the way he's played the last couple of years, really, I could definitely see them moving on from him. So assuming that they are in that market, what do you think about Odighizuwa reuniting, and where do you have him on your defensive tackle rankings?
Yeah, I have him. I have him 10th right now, and I have him as the number one interior defensive lineman.
So 10th overall, first defensive tackle.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I have him above Milton Williams right now, and I know a lot of people have been watching. The Eagles saw kind of what Milton Williams was able to do as a pass rusher, but Osa Odighizuwa has been on the field more often, and is also, I think, just as good, if not better, of a pass rusher as Milton Williams has been on the inside. And I think he brings a little more in run defense, too. So, and he's only about a little under a year older than Milton Williams. So I think if the Washington does want to do that, especially with the relative lack of edge rushers on the free agent market, like if you're not getting going older and getting a Khalil Mack or a Josh Sweat, which Josh Sweat is going to be paid a lot of money just based on who the edges are in free agency and what he was able to do, you know, in this playoff run. So if you want to go interior, I think Osa Odighizuwa is a very good fit. Obviously does have the Dan Quinn connection. Like you said, I think he's just as good, if not better, of a pass rusher as Milton Williams. Brings a little more in the run defense, can stay on the field, is a guy who is able to, you know, play more snaps in there, doesn't have to be rotated out quite as much. So I would love that fit. And right now, yeah, he is my number one interior defensive lineman.
Quarterback market. Darnold is the one that I think is super interesting. Obviously, Rodgers looks like he'll be on the market as well. But how do you think teams value Sam Darnold? And I mean, obviously there's all the question of teams, including Minnesota. Do they bring him back for one more year to make sure that McCarthy is ready, or do they just roll with the guy they drafted in the top 15 last year? But Darnold getting outside the Kevin O'Connell bubble, what kind of value do you think teams are putting on him?
I mean, he's going to be valued highly just because, and I went through, I had an article go up today about kind of looking at the quarterback landscape for every team. And there's just a chunk of teams right now who they don't know who their starter is going to be going into next season or even just going into the off season. And it's not only that Darnold is easily the number one option, but when you have a quarterback class coming into the draft, where you have maybe, you know, two first round guys who are going to be coming out, and no one is like super excited about those two first round guys. It's not even like if it was last year and it was only two, but it was still, you know, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. Like, it's not a two in that way. And I think we probably had like, you know, five or six guys last year who would have come out before the top two guys this year. So the fact that it is, there are so few quarterback options, I think Sam Darnold is going to get a lot of money. I would be very hesitant to be doing that if I were a team who would be going out to pay him. I mean, I have him relatively high in the free agency rankings just because he is the number one quarterback, but he is not necessarily a guy I would feel good paying, especially because of those last two games that he had, kind of showing that it's still a little bit of the old Darnold. And I think Minnesota just had the most ideal circumstance for him throughout this season. And then it still wasn't, you know, the best version of a quarterback play that we've seen. So he's going to get a lot of attention just because there is there's a lot of need at that position. There are not a lot of players right now who are filling all of the holes that are at quarterback right now. Like, the Giants right now do not have a quarterback on the roster. The Steelers right. only have Skylar Thompson on their roster. Like, this is a league right now is desperate for a quarterback play. And Sam Darnold's going to be hitting free agency at the right time.
And there are not many good available, in, as you said, in the draft, in free agency. And then we'll see, like, does someone go crazy trying to trade for a guy like Matthew Stafford? And do the Rams just go, sorry, Matt, we're sending you to New York. We heard your brother-in-law is working there. Like, good luck. Last thing I want to ask you, Dan, kind of bringing the conversation full circle, because one other guy that you've mentioned a couple times, but he's a position of need for Washington, and he is an older player, is Khalil Mack. And so as we're talking, we started talking about Ertz, we'll end talking about Mack. How do you value, now I don't say you value in terms of how you build your top 100 list, how do teams try to figure out the right number for a guy that they definitely don't want to give long-term money to? They need to pay enough that he picks them, but also you're kind of hedging your bets because you don't want to be the team that signs the guy who finally hits the age cliff.
Yeah, it's going to probably going to be one of those things where it is, you know, either it's probably going to be like a short-term deal where you kind of either, you know, have a lot of void years at the end where you're, you know, stretching out some of the, you know, guaranteed money that you're getting in there, you know, either a two-year deal with like two void years or something just to stretch it out, or you're, you know, going a one-year deal or a multi-year deal where there's not a lot of guaranteed money. I think there is a couple of different ways to do that. I think the raw numbers on a Khalil Mack deal, wherever he is going to sign, are probably going to look pretty big, but I think there are going to be a lot of ways for whichever team is signing him where they're going to make sure that, you know, if he does eventually, you know, fall off an age cliff, he's still been a very productive pass rusher when he's been on the field, but I think they are going to figure out ways where they are not going to be really, you know, built in and closed in on paying him a lot of guaranteed money if that is something where, you know, if he falls off a cliff a little sooner than you would expect, you know, signing him to a big free agent deal.
Dan Pizzuto writing about all of this and more at the 33rd Team. Dan, always appreciate your time, sir. And if we don't find an excuse to talk to you next week, I will definitely see you 2 weeks in Indianapolis.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
That's Dan Pizzuto with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, Ben Standing, he wrote a piece in The Athletic asking how the Commanders can get closer to the Eagles, who, of course, just won the Super Bowl. We'll explore that thought with Ben next on the Team 980.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.